You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Coming to you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
All right, let's do it live on a Reaction Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Merely Bo, the great Z. I think what everyone wants to know is, how is Pedro doing?
Not well, not well. I mean, we were texting throughout. He's a pessimist by nature throughout games.
Oh, you don't say.
But I do say. Yeah, that was tough, you know. Great game, great drama. You're witnessing, you know, honestly, you're witnessing greatness. Mahomes in a clutch situation reminds me of Jordan, or reminds me of Tiger in the red shirt. Like,
yeah.
You just know he's going to come through, and that's certainly what he did. But it was a tough one, and from a 49ers fan's perspective, I felt like they were the better team, and I felt like they should have won that game, and I feel like they had many opportunities to do it. I thought Kyle called a very good game for the most part. I thought there was one little hiccup in there. I thought that he made good strategic decisions, and we'll talk about all the various debates that people are having now, which are, to me, some of them are completely crazy.
Makes sense, yeah.
But it was a good... It was a classic football game, is what it was. I mean, you got 5+ quarters of football, which is great, because now we're not going to have it for a very, very long time.
Yep.
You had all the tension, all the drama. I thought Purdy stood up to himself. I thought Cowher said it pretty well at the end. Like, the Niners didn't lose the game, although I would say special teams, they certainly may have. But the Niners, you know, they were beaten. They let the Chiefs stay in it long enough that then the Chiefs were able to take over, and it was just a couple plays here or there, which is what you want out of a great football game.
It was – we are – I mean, if you think about it just from a big, big, big picture perspective, we are – this is as big as the NFL. You think about all of it. It's apex. It's all of it. It's the most exciting player we've seen play the quarterback position ever. The most physically kind of gifted and then also coolest guy we've ever seen play the position. In terms of just the way he plays it. Like, he's just a joy. There's a Steph Curry-ness to the way he plays. Like, you just haven't seen people play like that. So there's that part of it. They did it in Vegas, a place that this league has shunned for the vast majority of its existence. And
yep.
And then they embrace it, and Vegas seems to be the perfect place to host these type of things. Who would have thunk it? So they get that. The biggest star in the world is in a box at the thing. So that checks a box. It's going to be $128 million. There will probably be Super Bowls, $125 million. I don't know what the final numbers are going to be. It's going to be the biggest, obviously the most watched. There may be a Super Bowl that's more watched, but there will, in terms of total eyeballs, there will never be a Super Bowl that's more watched juxtaposed to what everyone else was watching. It will be the biggest, you know, understand what I'm saying there, the biggest margin difference between who watched and who didn't. And it delivered on every single level. The first half was a little slow, certainly, but I thought defensively both teams are very, very good. And then in the end, Mahomes went 16-22 in the fourth quarter in overtime. There's an inevitability to him.
And Purdy played well, too.
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
No, McCaffrey's a superstar. Like, the Niners are the better team top to bottom.
Yep.
It's just that the other team has a wizard.
Yep.
And he's unflappable. And as soon as they kick the field goal at the end of regulation, and it's interesting, like, watching with the boys, because we were at a Super Bowl party until after halftime, then we had to get home because it was getting late. And, by the way, just lock this up with President's Day. Like, let's not make this hard. Like, just Super Bowl into President's Day, everybody day off.
Give everybody money.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a real easy fix. President's Day's next Monday. Like, just make the change. It's not hard. So we got home and watching it, and you watch it with the boys, and, like, they don't have much context of, like, to them, a 3-point lead is insurmountable. because it's like, how's there enough time? I'm like, he could do it in 38 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
He will do it in whatever amount of time is left. He will do it. I promise you. They're scoring on this drive. Yes. In fact, the only real blunder he had was when he snuck. I think that was at the end of regulation when he ran it up the middle and they didn't spike it. And that ended up costing them probably two plays inside the 10. That was really the only mistake that he made. There was no doubt in my mind that they would at least score to put it to overtime. There was no doubt in my mind that when the 49ers kicked the field goal, you and I were texting, there's no question that he was going to go get six. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, it's inevitable. I mean, there's a Jordan factor to it. It's just like, so he'll
like
go
Tiger.
Score. Yeah, or Tiger. That's another one. Tiger, Jordan, the very highest part of the game. He's played five seasons. No, he's played, six seasons in the league. He's been in the Final Four every year. He's won the Super Bowl three times. He's lost it once. The only people to beat him in the playoffs are Brady and Burrow. That's it. That's the list. That's heavy stuff.
Think about the fact that he's won the Super Bowl in a time where Rodgers has won two MVPs and has not won a Super Bowl, where Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs and has not won a Super Bowl. Burrow, Josh Allen, like he's been, and he's, and I know Rodgers is NFC, but he's had to go against a lot of great quarterbacks in a great quarterback era, and he is the best. Brady has that little bit of the laugh on him, but that was really their defense that won that game.
Sure.
But nonetheless, that's it. No, I said it last night. I think I tweeted out, and it was funny how much pushback I got on Peyton Manning. But I said the top, I think it's without question, and then I have people yelling at me about Otto Graham and Johnny Unitas. I'm like, look.
I don't know what that means. I'm sure they were spectacular, like, and appreciate for what they were in terms of that part of the game, but it's just a different sport now.
In this era, it's clear now that Brady, Montana, Mahomes are the three best to ever do it, period. And then fourth, I think you could have a lot of spirited debates. I put Peyton there because I said he's the best. Nobody's ever played the position better, maybe more consistently than him. Now, does he have the Super Bowl record that the others have? No, that's the only thing. But I mean, like, it's Peyton Manning. He's pretty good. I mean, people Elway and sure.
He's a five-time MVP. He's a seven-time first-team All-Pro.
Like,
come on. Come on.
right.
Come on.
Mahomes has solidified himself, and now Mahomes is the one guy that has a shot to, like, pass Montana and then maybe pass Brady. I mean, that's what's in play for him.
The start of his career is more impressive than either of theirs.
Of course. Well.
Well, Montana had.
Montana won.
It would be right on it.
Four in his first.
Yeah.
10 years, 9 years.
It would be, but it would be like after like 80, they want like 84 if the 49ers like, we can't keep Jerry Rice.
Right. That's the difference in the rules is.
Yeah. Like is we can't, we love Jerry. He's awesome, but we can't keep him. We got to do, we got to go win another way.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, I guess we'll win another way and we'll throw to Valdez Scantling and Mecole Hardman and we'll bring these guys off the scrap heap and we'll do it that way. No, it's crazy. And I heard what Cower said last night. I'm with him. I thought the Niners played great. You and I were texting when they kicked the field goal in overtime, and I thought they're going to go score a touchdown. That's just what it felt like. And you were like, get a stop. Come on. Like, let's go. Like, just get one stop. And they got into a fourth down. It was actually crazy. The Chiefs ran it two out of the first three plays on that possession. They ran two draws with Pacheco, and I was like, God, let Mahomes throw. What are you doing?
My opinion, number one, of course you take the ball first in overtime. I know people with the new rule, they want to take it second. Here's why I think you take it first. Your defense has just been on the field for that whole two-minute drive.
That's the thing right there. You can honestly, you don't even need a number two. They're smoked.
Yeah.
So regardless of what you think about the strategy, and I've heard people say, well, Kyle was hoping to get it a third time or whatever.
Well, that's what you play for. You play like, you get number one, you get to set the tone. You go down and score. That puts all the pressure in the world on them. Number two, it is possible that two possessions could happen in a tie, and then you have the third possession advantage.
Which would win it.
Two scores, and
you can go win it, yeah.
So I don't know. I had no problem with that. What I thought in overtime – and it's unbelievable that I don't know if it was the right guard or the right tackle that missed the assignment, because on the third down play near the goal line in overtime on the Niners opening possession, Jennings was open, but nobody blocked Chris Jones. And so he had to throw it away, basically, or kind of make a crazy throw. I would have liked to have gone for it there, and here's why. I think you needed seven, and I actually think zero was a better number for the Niners than three. And here's my thinking on that. if they don't get it, so the Chiefs take over at their own five, needing only a field goal to win, they also would punt on fourth down from their own
25. They wouldn't go for it. They would not view everything
so
as a
four
play.
You actually would have gotten the ball back.
If you could have gotten them to –
You did get them to fourth down.
You got them to fourth down,
They were no way they would have gone for it right there in that circumstance.
Fourth and one?
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
So that's the only – I would have been thinking – now that we're down here, it's got to be seven, or we're making them go a long way, and we have the opportunity to just get them to fourth down once.
Yeah,
and they'll punt.
Yeah, I would have personally have kicked it had my guys been 100% on defense. I would have kicked it to them from the standpoint of having watched a ton of college football. You know, this is it's basically a version of the college football rules. You know what you have to get.
You know what you have to do.
And there's value in the knowledge of
for
it.
For sure.
And so but I think what you said first was the most important part. His guys were gassed. They were just on the field for a Mahomes two-minuter where he had them. It was deep ball, sprint back, deep ball. I mean, they were smoked. They were gassed. They were totally gassed. So I think that had to factor into it. It absolutely had to. You know, the crazy thing, like, this thing was – it was almost over right away in overtime because the Chiefs damn near picked off the ball on the first pass. They almost – it was almost
throw.
It was almost done there, like done. And then the third and 14 on the hold, that – I mean, it was a hold for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, holy cow, like, that's a brutal call on third and 14, and then it's automatic first down. So it was – look, it checked every box that you would want in a game. The thrill of every play mattered in the whole second half. How many people where you guys were watching were aware of how the overtime worked?
I was at home for this. I needed.
Oh, so you knew. Did you know, Gibby? Like, did you know what was going on with it?
Yeah.
You did.
I did. I mean, I was at home. It was just, it was the wife and I, and I was explaining to her.
So the thing that was odd was I knew that they'd made the change. I knew that both teams would get the ball, but it was weird that they had a clock on the Chiefs. So they're clocking it. So it was like the Chiefs weren't clocking it, but the clock is running.
Yeah.
And the boys are going like, hurry, hurry, hurry. And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. You have all the time in the world. So I didn't even know why they put the clock up.
I was just going to say.
Just for quarters or breaks.
I guess, it really doesn't. The clock is irrelevant.
It's the start of a new game is basically what they say. It's basically the start of a new game.
Right, but it's not, because it's the start of we're both going to get one chance. If it's even, then next bucket wins. So they don't even need a clock.
I know, but they're always going to have a clock.
Right, but just a play clock. Like, it's just like the NFL being stubborn and saying, well, we're not going to do it like college.
I just would have it start at
nonsense.
Just start it at 60.
Right.
Or whatever.
It's like, totally arbitrary, though, because it doesn't.
Well, it's never going to end. Just know that
it'll never end.
Right.
It's never So I think there were a lot of people around the country, because we haven't seen this.
No, it's the first time it's happened.
We've never seen it. So nobody knew what the hell was going on. And then at the end, like, Romo is stepping on. And I thought he had a pretty good game in parts in the second half as it got good, but he was brutal down the stretch. So they finally explained the overtime thing to people. As the Chiefs are like driving, so like finally, like, we're 13 minutes into this thing and they understand the clock.
I was
like, it's
say,
the very first drive, they should have said, pay no attention to the clock.
Yeah,
it does not matter. They're both going to get the ball.
It's just like the first quarter, it's just going to go.
It doesn't matter.
I was surprised they actually punched out and took commercial breaks, because in overtime, commercial breaks are optional. Period.
Yeah.
Like, and when you're at that point, you've got all your inventory in.
Yeah.
You've already got all your stuff done. Take one of those breaks to explain what the heck is going on, because that's what my wife said. She was like, well, what happens when the clock hits zero? And I'm like, nothing. We keep going.
We keep going, yeah. Boys were like, Dad, why aren't they in a hurry? They don't need to be.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. So Romo finally described that late, but then he stepped all over the game-winning touchdown.
Him.
And it's like he stepped all over the call of the thing, and it was like, God, what are we doing? Like, that's – and then it was like, okay, the Super Bowl's over.
Yeah, it was it.
That's it. I guess that's it. Game over.
Then it became panic mode for the network, because at that point, it's 10:20 and you still have to do podium and everything. Like, their new show that they were debuting last night launched at like 11:15.
Right. And then they had teased their late night stuff. Now, I don't know. I went to bed, so I have no idea. Did they blow out local news?
I don't know.
Or did local news come on? At
did they get like 10 minutes for 12, local
15,
news?
12:15 and then they went into Colbert and whatever? Or did they blow out local news? I don't know.
I had to watch Larry to try to get some.
I didn't even. Oh, that was. Did he launch last night? Was it a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch. Yeah, I didn't watch. It was late.
We got to get him out of it later.
Not great to do that on the big night.
Yeah, I probably would have sat that week off. I would have done a bye week that week.
Yeah.
I guess it's on demand and stuff, yes. But I mean, like, to me, like, that's like appointment television is to watch him on Sunday.
Yeah.
We've had so many thrilling games. This is three times, by the way, all of Mahomes' Super Bowls, they trailed by two scores.
Yep. This one was tough. The Niners, I think, again, I thought Kyle did a great job. The aggressiveness to go for it on that fourth down that led to the touchdown, that worked out very well. Where they lost the game wasn't, to me, anything that happened in the fourth quarter. It was really in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. You're up 10-3. They get the ball first. They throw a pick. You take over. First down and 10 at their 44.
Yeah.
And you get no points. You go back 1 yard, and it's pass, false start, pass, pass.
This is – so when Mahomes throws the pick
– that's where you had a chance of burying.
I go, oh, boy. Like, that's tough because they're going to go score. They're coming at a half. Now we're two scores up. If it's 17-3, as great as he is, that's a lot. And so
I hadn't moved the ball.
Yeah. I went upstairs to get a little snack. I came back down, and I'm all of a sudden the Chiefs had the ball again. Like, they punted it inside the 10 or whatever.
To the 2.
Yeah. And I'm going, how did they get it back? How did they not score? No field goal? It was crazy.
So you punt it down to the 2. You force a 3-and-out again, get the ball back at your own 36 this time, pass, 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 3-and-out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get their field goal, which was a 57-yard bomb.
Yeah.
You go again, run, pass, pass, 3-and-out. Force a very quick 3-and-out from your defense, and then the muffed punt, which was not on...
It's not on the returner.
It's not on the returner at all. He had a very heady play by Ray McLeod to even try to get it.
Yeah.
But you've got to get away from the ball. That's where the game turned. And then you answer that really well, and you go up 16-13. They tie it. You take the lead. They tie. So from that point, once the muff punt happened, every possession, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 into overtime, all scored.
All scored.
Both teams.
Yep.
But I think without that punt, and then the mixed extra point, those two things on special teams, you cannot give Patrick Mahomes 8 points on special teams in the second half of a Super Bowl and win it.
The muff punt, we talked off air, but I think the mixed extra point, the Chiefs just approach it differently at the end of regulation instead of playing for three because they know they have four every time they're gonna go all the way through and try and score. Whether they win or not, who knows? But the punt is it.
That was it.
It goes off the guy's heel and inexplicably, and then that's it. Because that opened it for the Chiefs. That touchdown, it was like, okay.
Yeah. Because
it was a struggle. I mean, it was a real struggle for them up into it. I thought both defenses were honestly awesome for most of the game. Both of them were. Chris Jones is unbelievable. We talk so much about Mahomes, and rightfully so, Mahomes and Kelsey and all of it. Like, Chris Jones, remember he was a holdout?
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and just extend him and pay him?
They should have buried them in the third quarter. That's the truth.
The Niners should have.
Yes.
Yeah, they had the opportunity.
First half into the third quarter. I mean, there was at one point at the end of, I think, the first quarter, they were out gaining them by 100 yards, and it was 0-0.
They went, like, over an hour of game time without a first down, the Niners did.
Of real time, yeah.
Real time.
Yeah.
Over an hour without a first down. It was wild how, you know, what had happened. And then, and even the way that they went down on the first drive of overtime, like McCaffrey just shot out of a cannon. God, he's good. He's incredible. Like, he would have won a Super Bowl MVP had the Niners won.
Yes.
He was he's just sensational. But in the end, you're right. You can't give him 8. He's too good. And you can't be up 3 and give him the ball. That ain't going to do it. It's not going to cut it.
Too good.
He's too good. And the reality for the rest of us in the AFC is we've got to go through him.
Yep.
That's the reality. Here, this is a remarkable stat I saw this morning. Since 2019, the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs when trailing by 10 points or more are 5-1. The rest of the league in the playoffs, 6-48. That's what happens when you have a wizard.
Yeah.
Then you can do whatever you want.
Well, you
can
come back from anything. And, right.
You beat Miami.
Oh.
You go on the road and win at Buffalo. You go to Baltimore and win, and then you take out arguably the number one team in the NFL.
Underdogs the last three.
Yep. I still don't get why that number never changed.
It was
you had two weeks to change that number.
Here's what they were trying to do. They were trying to get the money to come in on San Francisco. They were trying to get the money to flip because there obviously were big bets on – huge bets were made on San Francisco.
You think they were trying to get the money on San Francisco?
78% of the money was on Kansas City.
Right.
So why didn't they flip it?
Because they thought the Niners were going to win.
Yeah.
The Niners –
yeah, I don't know.
Should have won.
I don't know how you bet against that guy.
Did you look at the last 2 weeks beforehand?
He just don't. He's not losing. He doesn't lose that stuff. Just doesn't. He's too good. Just too damn good. Too clutch. Too clutch. We'll have a lot of fun with the Super Bowl, obviously. We got halftime shows. We got commercials.
Halftime show.
Pregame.
Here's my review. F. Next. Worst. The single worst.
We need 10 minutes on
the
all
the worst.
Hey, hey.
F.
Pace yourself.
Patience.
We got an hour level and 40 minutes yet. Still.
I'll break down a lot of reasons why I thought it was enough.
I would like to hear the text dialogue with Pedro. I think that would be a win if we can share any of it.
Yeah.
That would be a win for us. There's a lot to get into, obviously, on the Super Bowl. The NFL goes out in the biggest possible way. It was stunning. I'm guessing the numbers will be somewhere north of $125 million. But those are your hot topics today, presented by Vivid Seats, official fan experience partner of your Cleveland Browns. Much more on the Super Bowl ahead. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And Bo here for my friends at the James B. Beam Distilling Company. Nothing goes better than Knob Creek bourbon than a perfectly prepared steak. Knob Creek offering $20 rebate when you buy their bourbon plus a steak. Together or separately, it doesn't matter. Here's all you got to do. You upload a picture of your receipt to knobcreeksteakrebate.com. They'll send you $20 to your Venmo account. Offers valid through April 30th. Must be 21 to participate. See full terms and conditions at knobcreekrebate.com. Knob Creek, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 50% alcohol by volume. 2024 James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky. Drink smart. This one had it all, kids. It really did. It was thrilling stuff. There's a lot to second guess. Because there always is on these moments. I thought everybody coached a pretty damn good game. There's things in the moment. You know, there's things now that we can look back on. We were talking about, you know, the Steve Wilks play call on the fourth down off air that he had in terms of you knew Mahomes was going to have the ball in his hands in some way, shape, or form there. So there are those things where you can.
Like they went nuts. There's no scenario on fourth and one in the Super Bowl that Andy Reid's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, and let's just see what Isaiah Pacheco can do. No chance.
No.
You knew he was going to get it. And they went for that play fake, allowed him to go right. It was a very good design. I just thought, in my mind right there, you're going for the kill. If they happen to, you go super aggressive, and they happen to hit a crazy play and hit a walk-off touchdown on you, okay. But it's better than a death by a thousand cuts. Taylor Swift reference. You just needed to blitz. Once you saw the formation with him on, with Pacheco to his right in a shotgun, the only direction really for Mahomes to go was either straight, which they don't do that with him.
No.
And if they do, you take your chance with the middle of your line, or he's going right.
Yeah.
And the Niners had nobody coming on that side.
No.
If they blitzed that side, they covered Kelce, he would have literally nowhere to go. It would have been game over. You needed to go right there. That needed to be a 100% go for the kill, period.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That was it. And the other thing we were talking about was, and I am with you, I think you make a good point on the, look, zero's better than three.
It
I know
is.
That it's hard to wrap your head around, but it changed. The three felt like such a victory for the Chiefs defense. The inevitable is the word you keep using. It was like there's no question they were going to go get six. In my mind, it was like
I thought they were going to at least get three.
But it felt like six. To me, it was like they just did it. Like in easier circumstances without timeouts, they went all the way to the nine. And honestly, if Mahomes doesn't botch the non-spike and try to run a play, they would have had three plays probably from the nine. They might have won it in regulation. So like it felt like they had kind of figured out what the Niners were doing defensively those last couple of drives.
That soft zone,
that soft zone, and he just picking it apart, and it was it just felt like they were going to score no matter what on that side of it. The new overtime rules, I think it's great. I love the fact that both teams get a chance at it. It was too punitive the other way, so I think they got that part right. There is going to be a weight of this from the 49ers' perspective carrying this. I mean, this is there's a Buffalo Bills weight to this that this is now kind of being for Kyle. And it sucks because he's easily one of the five best play callers of the last 25 years in terms of offensive minds, all of that. He checks every box. And this one, the other ones, you know, the one when he's with Atlanta, I think you can put a much more weight on him for the way that he handled that one with, you know, you're up 20-3.
Your defense.
Go handle your business. Yeah, but this one, I don't have a whole lot of issue with him.
He's great.
I thought he called a pretty great game. I just think sometimes you have to go up against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
it's just kind of that simple. And the idea that Mahomes has separated himself, even amongst all of these young greats.
Yes.
At 28, I mean, it's crazy.
He's already way ahead of like Rodgers.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Light years.
He's on the quarterback Mount Rushmore now.
Now. He's third. He's not even fourth.
He's
third.
And he's coming quick.
Yeah.
He's 28. Like, yeah. Here's the other thing. Like, Brady's certainly the last three. Brady's first three, I think and I was at a couple of those, most people would say that was a product of the way New England was built. They were built defensively, run game, clock management, field goal kick, all of that. The middle three are Brady. That's his greatness on the middle three. And then Tampa Bay is kind of a combination, but it was mostly their defensive line that just killed Mahomes in that game. Like, these are – Patrick Mahomes is the best player on the field, most important player on the field for all three of these for the Chiefs. He's the most. Okay. They traded Tyreek Hill and won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
If you were going to get him, it should have been right now. Now should have been the time to get him.
Yeah, they were not – they lost at home to a Raiders team that didn't complete a pass after the first quarter.
Their odds went to 10-1. After that, to win the Super Bowl, after that.
And then they went at Buffalo, yep, at Baltimore, and beat the Niners. They beat the one seeds.
Dogs, dogs, dogs.
The two seeds. They did it all. Yeah.
So in our guy Peter King's column this morning,
yeah,
he's in Andy Reid's office after the game.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid talked about how he sent Pierce, who was the interim and now the head coach for the Raiders, a text that said, "Thank you for kicking our you-know-whats." In Christmas. He goes, "We needed a little reality check. We needed a little dose of medicine." And that
humble pie.
Thank you, because that allowed us to take off from there.
You can't argue with
Did he tell Peter King that he thought his all-time team sucked?
It was nonsense.
I don't know.
How are you going to go out there and play with 40 guys? Cool.
there was some wild things in this. We got commercials coming up. We've got the calls coming up, which are great.
Yep.
I know we've got brownies. Do we do the halftime, the game call,
you
all
can
of that?
We can talk halftime now.
Do you want to do that now?
Sure.
So I could not believe you did not start with Little John. I just couldn't believe you don't start with that. Like, that's the way you start that thing. He closed with it. I guess I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know enough of his songs, apparently. Because I kept waiting for something and nothing like that came at the end. And I was like, what are we waiting on? Now, I will say that at the Super Bowl party I was at, the women were upstairs, men downstairs, kids in another room. And, like, the women and kids loved it. They loved it. So, I don't know. It wasn't for me, I guess.
Even Miss K, who was very excited about it, big Usher fan, was like,
yeah. Yeah.
You can't play slow songs.
You can't play slow
it's
songs.
It's a party.
It's a party. Yeah.
And
that's right. Nobody cares about Michael Jackson.
His dancing. Like, nobody cares about the dancing.
That's what I thought. I'm like, why are we? I've seen Katy Perry on a lion. I've seen Lady Gaga fly from the top of the thing.
Yes.
Even Rihanna was elevated.
And she was pregnant.
And she was pregnant how many feet above the ground? Like, you dance, and it felt like it was Total Request Live.
Well, And it was, his lyrics were playing. Like, he was not, it was just like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and like dance, take off your shirt, maybe sing a couple verses, and then
I just
other
don't,
things.
He's very good. He does have a solid count. He has 9 number ones. I looked all this stuff up because I was saying it just didn't feel. It didn't feel like a Super Bowl halftime show. It wasn't grandiose.
No.
There was no energy. I mean, you got a little John. You got a little.
Which that made me excited.
I mean, Ludacris. I lost. They
Ludacris and Little John came out.
That was the best part, though.
That was
the best
part. That was.
They looked like, and by the way,
they
looked like the dodgeball team, the gym, Globe Eye Jabo or whatever they're called.
Global Gym?
Yeah, Global Gym. Yeah, whatever. Global Gym.
What is Globe Eye Jabo? Is that like a hairstyle? What's Jabo?
I don't know. Can we say that?
That's something.
That's something.
That definitely
I don't know.
Something. I think
it
that
should
is.
Be. It should be.
It could have been something.
Could be a product.
Is that what Eric LaSalle?
Maybe that's
Aaron coming
maybe
to America.
Maybe it is.
Soul Glow.
No, that's Soul Glow.
That's Soul Glow.
Well, there's a glow in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, they looked ridiculous.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, but
it was exciting.
Ludacris and Lil Jon.
I was excited to see those guys out there,
but it just wasn't. I
there
mean,
wasn't enough tempo.
To like
it's got
to
go.
Eminem, Snoop, and Dre. Like,
even that one is kind of a cheat code because it's overwhelming nostalgia.
But they're
jams
all ballers.
And
they played the hits
played
and they
the
like
hits.
Got through it and it was all energy.
But even
there's like a couple of ballads in this. They're like slow songs.
Even Gaga and Katy Perry, like it was an extravaganza.
And they have jams though.
Yeah,
too.
They have. They there's a tempo to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they. Like
I think.
That.
Usher is one of the best dancers on the planet, and I think that he thinks that I think that in the putting together of this, they thought that roller skating and dancing was going to make up for the lack of high energy.
He struggled on the roller skates,
songs.
By the way.
Yeah, it reminded me of Goldmember, honestly, when he came out on the
Goldmember, so good.
On the skates. It just reminded me of that a little bit. I don't know. So that was fine. I thought Reba killed the anthem. Did you guys hear the controversy about this? So she said "Brave" twice. So it's the it was 90.5. When she says "Brave" the first time, it's the under. But then she said it twice, and the second one was the over. So like one of the betting houses had to pay out both bets, the over and the under. Now they capped those, so it's not gonna be a huge kill for them. But they did have to pay out both because she said "Brave" twice. So when's the song end? The song ends when you say "Home of the Brave."
She wasn't gonna be close to the over either.
No,
She was on pace for like 80 seconds maximum.
I knew she would be straightforward. I knew she wasn't going to make it.
She was flying through the song.
Smoked it. But then she hit Brave twice, so it hit the under and the over.
See,
I think once you say the first Brave, that's the end of the
lyrics. That's got to be it. I agree, too. They should have just cut the mic.
Those are the lyrics.
But, yeah, they paid out both.
I wasn't wowed by that one.
It's fine.
I mean, she
sang a good anthem.
I don't know why they chose her. I mean, it's Vegas, like... It's a who's who from
a
talent
Wayne
standpoint.
Newton? You little Wayne Newton, Gibby, you'd like to see?
In Vegas.
Little Wayne.
Now, I thought Post Malone was fantastic.
Was
my wife was like, what is in his mouth? I'm like, a lot of money. that's what's in his mouth. But I thought he was fantastic. And I couldn't figure out the Reba connection for the Super Bowl. Normally there's something.
Just a legendary musician, I think, and give her a shot at it. I thought she was fine.
It was super fast, and then it went slow. Like, I think they were trying to slow her down to coordinate the flyover.
That could have been, yeah.
Which, because you could tell she was, like, looking.
Would you dare get in somebody's ear? Why do a flyover in a dome?
Thank you.
I don't know.
What are we doing?
And it was the Thunderbirds. That was not a cheap flyover.
Yeah.
There's a great video out on social media, though, of, like, the crew that coordinates those kind of flyovers strapped to the roof of the stadium, flagging like with the lights and everything, and coordinating.
Saying go now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they had to coordinate it so that they weren't flying through when the fireworks were going off over the stadium.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a plane getting hit.
No.
Uh-uh.
What did you think of the call?
First half, because we were at a party, couldn't really digest it the way that I wanted to. Second half, I thought Nance was good. I thought Romo, again, was just – he's just kind of like – it's almost like he's scatterbrained.
I agree.
He's all over the place. And then when he – and he did not use this. When he gets on something, he will repeat that one point 100 times. Like, had the Chiefs' defense was gassed. He said – he must have said that 10 times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then Butker's lined up for like a 29-yarder. He's like, what do you think, Jimmy? Am I missing? Like, he's like, I was just trying to create some excitement. Like, just –
just shut up.
Just let it happen. Yeah,
Us watch.
He got real involved into the broadcaster jinx. He's like, oh, you did it again, Jim. Did you do it again?
Yeah, is the Jay Feely before here? The 57-yarder feels like he hasn't missed a kick over 40 yards this year. He's like, well, now he's got to deal with you, Jay. And then he made it. He's like, well, I guess you were right.
Yeah. And then the end, I thought he was like always a pleasure, Jim, or whatever.
He's like, almost, I love you.
Yeah, it was almost like
a goodbye.
Is that it? That the end of the line for those two? It might be. Like, he's got plenty of money.
And Nance was like, love you too.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, maybe they're moving off of him. Could be. There was talk of that last week. That I don't know what his contract's like.
Who would be number one at CBS then?
I mean, you could have Greg Olson. It really doesn't matter. Nance is the star.
But Greg Olson's at Fox.
But not anymore.
He's out.
Yeah, Brady's in.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be there number
still
two?
There. He's still
I think Olson's
contract.
A free agent.
Really?
I think so. Have the MIT kids look it up. I'm pretty sure that he's. I'm pretty sure that he is. I think Olson's a free agent. I could be wrong, but I think he's a free agent. Yeah, yeah. See, I mean, yeah. CBS could go in different. I don't know what angle they would go
because you'd keep
at that point.
Ian and Charles together.
Yeah, Charles. We love him, but I don't know that he's ready to be. Like, because you need face of the network for that. I mean, you need to do what. You got to go kiss hands and shake babies.
Yeah, I don't know who you're bringing up through the ranks there.
Yeah, could be a former coach. Who knows? But it was. I thought all of that was fine. There was a great moment after. Did you guys stay? Or you went and watched Curb, right? That's what you went and watched. So there was a great moment after it was over. Like, it felt rushed because I think it was
correct.
So it was like all of a sudden, like we handed it out and here's this and. We did our interviews. Let's get the hell out of here. Nance got one question to Hardman that was kind of awkward. Like, did the Kelsey post game, and then it was like, on to the CBS movie or whatever. And so from there, they went to. I'm like, I would like to watch a little bit more of this. Would feel like a win. And I flipped over to NFL primetime. So it was Berman and Booger. They were doing it as Chris always did. You know, as Boomer always did on the field. And they're doing their interviews, and they're making their points, and it's, you know, classic Berman and all of those things. And then all of a sudden, like out of the corner of his eye, he can see that there's a chief coming to be on stage with him, right? And Boomer's like this, like looking to see who it is. They sit the guy next to him, and it's number 32, okay? So you know it's Nick Bolton, but... he didn't, and I don't know that I can blame him, because if you're thinking, I'm ESPN, I'm Chris Berman, who are the 10 chiefs that are going to come up here right now? Nick Bolton's probably not crossing off that list. His name's not on that list.
I'm on the field live.
Right, and I'm Berman.
Yeah.
Like
Chris Jones, Kelsey, Mahomes.
Right, and they did end up getting all of those guys, but the first one they got was Nick Bolton. So Nick Bolton comes on. Boomer is kind of stammering. Thankfully, Booger's there to, like, say, talk about the defense, so he knows he's a defender. You can see him kind of, like, looking to get the back of the jersey to try to figure out who he is.
I missed this
And at
part.
One point, he looks over and he goes like this, like, gives, like, this little signal, tapping the desk to Booger, like, you ask the next question. I don't know what to ask, right? Like you. And so Booger then took it from there. But he obviously had no clue who he was initially. He figured it out as it went along. But initially, he had no clue who was coming on. Now, they eventually did get Kelsey and Mahomes, and then Chris Jones came on and had a great line at the end of the overtime when he said, I think any play where they don't block me is good. That was good. I like that. You know, I like those type of plays.
Andy Reid came on set, and they brought him In-N-Out Burgers.
Right. Like, so, like, they hit their stride as it was going. But, like, the very first guy, when I first flipped it over, is Nick Bolton, and I don't.
See, I missed that.
He had no clue who he was.
I want to know your thoughts on the desk that CBS had. I thought there were too many guys trying to talk.
Of course there's too many guys trying to talk, but that's what all of those network NFL pregame shows have become. They got eight people up there.
You need four.
You need four.
Four.
And honestly, you could do it with three.
Yes.
You could really do it with three. Like, if you have moderator, two experts, the idea that bigger is better on those, it's just not.
It's wrong.
And it's everybody then has like 15 seconds, and they go around it, and they each have 15 seconds to say something, and you don't really hear anything of substance.
Right.
Because how can you?
Right. There's not enough time.
Yeah. No. Instead of doing that, it kills me to say this because I think NBC's got double the amount of people, but at least like, hey, let's go over to the field and
you're right. Split
here's
them
two
up.
Guys or three guys to talk and then throw it back. Because there was way too many. Like at halftime, they were all, you could tell they were jonesing to get a word in and could not get a word in.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt was lost trying to get in.
That's a tough thing to be thrown in the middle of, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a pattern to that and a rhythm to it, and then you're just launched into it, and you're going to take from everybody else's time. I didn't understand why Cowher was dressed in a velour black suit with a vest, a black tie, and a black shirt.
I couldn't figure out Burleson's
tie. Was that
tie.
The craziest damn thing you've ever seen?
Yeah.
What did you guys make of Kelce shoving Andy Reid?
It's crazy.
That was nuts that didn't get more attention.
And it's glossed over.
Completely glossed over.
If they lose, I think it's a much bigger story.
What is he doing?
I don't know. He went and he's thrown his helmet a bunch of times here. He's had some outbursts.
So we have a soundbite later on. Kelce got asked about it by Booger,
all right,
on the ESPN show.
Yeah,
sure. And
Kelce did not realize that the cameras showed it. He's like, "Oh, that was on camera." Right. Yeah, there were a lot of cameras, buddy.
I would imagine in the production meeting, one of the things that was said was, "There will always be a camera on Travis Kelce. There will always be a camera on Taylor Swift. There will always be a camera on Patrick Mahomes." They will always have cameras. So,
and every coach.
Did you see
and
there, there, there was
every head coach, camera, Shanahan. Always. Yeah.
There was one camera last night. I can't remember the tweet. It might have been from Marchand. There was one camera on Taylor Swift and that suite the entire night. That's all it was.
That guy
literally, there's plays happening around him. There's three cameras on either side of him that are shooting other things. He is literally, he does not move the entire 3 hours.
And anytime people complain about that, I'm like, if this were 1987 or to 1992, and if Michael Jackson were in a box at the Super Bowl, they would have shown him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, or if Madonna was dating Joe Montana.
Right.
Like, they would have shown it
the
whole time. The
whole time.
Like, come on. This is
if Demi Moore was
right
dating the star of one of the teams, it would be
dating Troy Aikman.
Nonstop.
You would have seen it all the time.
Yes. It's wild that people don't,
nonsense.
Don't get that.
Oh,
all right, here you go.
Know
I got the
Demi Moore is? Nope.
I do.
Sad. Pretty good fastball.
Saw it right away. I knew.
Pretty
I'm
good
like,
fastball out of her.
Do you know Uno?
He knows.
I've heard the name before. Oh, I could probably pick her out, but I don't know what she's for.
Yeah, that's sad.
All right, Greg Olsen.
Yep.
5-year deal signed in 2022. So 22, 23, 24.
Oh, so he's got
25.
Oh, boy. So he's stuck.
So he's there. His deal paid him $10 million a year when he was the number one guy. It only pays him $3 million a year if he's the number two.
Okay.
So Brady's come, but he's got two more years on that contract, 22, 23, 24, 25.
He'll lose his space at that point. He'll lose the momentum.
And his agent says he's probably not going to go anywhere and try and get a new contract with a different network.
So he's even longer than that. So he's only done two seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
22 and 23.
Three left.
So he's got three left on that deal. Brady's coming in. Romo has a 10-year, has a $180 million deal with CBS through 2030.
So they have to write a big check.
Yeah.
So get used to him.
Yeah, it sounds like Olsen will just be number two at Fox.
Yeah.
Which
is fine.
It's good for them.
He's very good.
Good.
Yeah. So, but Burkhardt will stay with Brady, so he would go.
Break Burkhardt and Brady.
Yeah, Z, you were out on Thursday last week. We played a clip from Burkhardt, who was on with Rich Eisen, and it's like, we've already started doing practice runs with Tom Brady.
Oh, man. Brady's going to be good at it. I saw those clips that went around.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be,
he'll be good.
He'll be really good.
All right. How about Greenlaw getting hurt walking on the field?
Remind me of Grant Delpit, kind of.
That's what I told. I told that story at the party. I'm like, and I said the same thing that we always say. Ligaments are ligaments, man.
I mean, all he did was jog on the field.
Just jogged onto the field.
I mean, what sucks is, like
that was a big loss.
The coming season is now in
of course.
Doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that was a big loss February. Because mm-hmm. you notice when he went out, they were able to attack the backup linebackers mm-hmm. more with Kelsey, especially in the flats.
Yeah. The in terms of the over-unders, Gibbe, you got two right. You got two right, but you needed to get three. So the one that ended up being the difference maker, Zagura gets the victory. He is the champion. It was over under Mahomes rushing attempts.
I was inevitable. Like
you were inevitable like Mahomes, yeah.
It's the Mahomes stat. Oh, wait, they didn't.
It is the Mahomes stat that does it for you. 4.5 carries, which seemed low to me even as I was doing it. But
that was pen throwing.
That was out of that
was
an actual one.
You wanted the over.
I'd be angrier at you than I am at Zagura for that.
You wanted the over. I should have just taken the under. It would have been fine. How did Gibbe do on the two that he picked first?
Let's see. So you copied. So let's see how it went. So yeah. Purdy over under passing attempts 31.5. He ends up with 38. So you both got that right. That
was
over.
Going over on that.
The longest pass completed was 37.5. It was over. There was only one though. It was Mahomes deep. You both went under that, but it was.
I would have that one.
It was Mahomes.
Too.
There was only one, though.
There was the one right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Tashaun Gibson, he basically threw the ball to Tashaun Gibson, and Gip didn't see the ball.
Correct. Yeah, the one, it was to Hardman. It was the crossbody one that he ran under. That was it.
It should have been picked.
So that was it. Yeah. So that was it. So you end up, Gibby ends up 3-2. Zagura ends up 2-3, and that'll do it. That gets it done. So, Z, you win the over-unders on that side of things. I think I win the scores.
Yeah, you do. Win
I
scores.
Win the scores.
I think you ended up at 71 over, and I ended up at like 67.
Yeah. Great job out of us.
Dude.
Big wins.
Monstrous.
That's
season.
Crazy. Juwan Jennings became the second player in the Super Bowl to catch and throw a touchdown. So
the
that's
other,
pretty good.
Nick Foles.
And we have time for the Griff. Go ahead, hit it. The Griff stat
fact
of the day.
Fact of the day. It's the Griff fact of the day.
Last night's game-winning touchdown from Patrick Mahomes was his sixth career go-ahead pass touchdown in the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. It's going to tie Tom Brady for the most in NFL history.
Keep that record book in pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking them all.
That's going to be the way that's going to go. The Brownie Awards were the best play. We're under the semifinals. That's coming up next. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Don't miss Billy Joel, Rod Stewart together for the first time ever, Friday, September 13th, Cleveland Browns Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. Visit clevelandbrownsstadium.com/BillyandRod2024.
Billy and Rod 2024.
It's Billy Joel, Rod Stewart together for one night. The Brownie Awards Best Play Semifinals. That's where we're at. We went over the winners from last week. And so we have your semifinal matchups. We have, we'll play these in just a second in terms of the audio to back these up to buttress the points. But first, here's the matchups. It is Miles' field goal block against Indy, against the Chiefs' angry run against the Ravens.
Those are good.
In the second semifinal is Greg Newsom's pick six against the Ravens and Miles' strip sack against Indy. My prediction is you're going to get Miles versus Miles.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was just the way that the brackets went, because I really think the final four probably, although they got beaten, I mean, I cannot believe that the Flacco to Amari against the Bears got smushed. Yeah. I can't believe that's out, and I can't believe the Tush Push is out. The Tush Push, I think, beats Greg Newsom's pick six, Miles' strip sack against Indy, I would have thought.
The but Miles field goal block's going to win the thing.
It should.
It's the reality. It's how it should go. So,
it should.
All right. Let's have a listen to these. Let's start with Miles' field goal block against the Colts.
Sanchez kneels at midfield for this. Gay's going to try it from 60. It's blocked. Ball loose. Fight for it. Denzel Ward picks it up. Ward running across the Indianapolis 30.
That was Myles Garrett that blocked that field goal. And earlier this week, Bubba Ventrone, after he had his presser, was in our booth. And I said, man, Myles Garrett, how about that? He said, we're going to block a kick this week. He called it. Myles goes in, blocks it. Denzel scoops it. And the Browns in business. That's absolutely incredible. When he was in high school, I think one year he blocked 9 kicks and set a record in Texas. just a jumps right over.
He jumped right over the center.
Man.
He went Superman, no contact, and Myles Garrett blocked it.
All right, there you go. It will go up against the Chiefs' angry run against the Ravens.
That's
a good one.
Three receivers to the right. Watson throws to the right. Njoku's got it. He's across the 45, inside the 40. Barrels his way to the 35, along the numbers, down to the 30, to the 28-yard line. That was all Njoku. Geno Stone tried to wrap him up, but he could not.
24 yards and about 20 of that after the catch and about 12 of that with Geno Stone as his backpack.
That's a good line out of you. That's his backpack.
Thank you.
All right, so there's your first matchup. We will get those up immediately. Here is the second matchup. It is the Greg Newsome pick six against the Ravens.
Clock winds under 8.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jackson adjusts his wristbands as he settles into the shotgun. Takes the snap, looks to his right. Ball is swatted high in the air, and it is intercepted by the Browns. Greg Newsome along the sidelines into the end zone. Touchdown, Cleveland, 33 yards off the deflection at the line of scrimmage. No penalty flags.
All right, so there's one half of that semifinal. The other half of that semifinal, here's Myles Garrett's strip sack touchdown against Indy.
Minshew stands on the goal line and waits for the shotgun snap. He stands 3 yards deep in the end zone. Under pressure from Myles. Ball out. Fight for it to the end zone. Myles got home again. Who's got it? Browns do. Touchdown.
There you go.
There it is.
Very good. All right. So those will go up, and the voting can commence.
Voting will go through Wednesday the 14th, Valentine's Day.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, second hour of the program, we'll get back into the Super Bowl, the best calls. The boys did a great job of putting this together from the local broadcasts and mixed in some of the national stuff as well. We will also have some thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials, among other things. Second hour, not at all done with the Super Bowl. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And be part of one of the most passionate fan bases in the NFL. Join NextGen XTM, presented by Ticketmaster. Official waitlist of your Cleveland Browns. Being a NextGen STM, the best chance to become a season ticket member in future seasons. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/NextGenSTM to reserve your spots today. This is always one of my favorites. The best calls from Super Bowl Sunday. So we'll have a little bit of mix of locals. We'll have some sound bites, the home affiliate broadcasts, and we will start there. The first one is from KNBR Radio. This is the Niners flagship. This is Greg Papa and Tim Ryan on the 49ers trick play touchdown to Christian McCaffrey.
Second and 10, Niners up 3-0. Purdy going to throw a double pass back to Juwan Jennings. A throwback across the field to McCaffrey. He's got it. 20, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
CMC, enter the dragon, baby! 6 points on a trick play!
Enter the dragon?
I have no idea.
CMC, enter the dragon, baby.
Holy smokes. I could not believe that wasn't pick six when he threw it, because it floated.
It hung up there.
I was like,
forever.
Where is anyone? Is anyone over there? And they had it blocked up. And
yes, perfect.
It's like the one guy didn't see it. The one guy was going wide and didn't see it. I think if he could have saw it, he could have picked it because it was floating forever.
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah, for that to happen. All right, this is from KNBR. This is the Purdy to Jennings touchdown.
49ers down at 13-10. Purdy back. Purdy throws. It is caught by Juwan Jennings. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown! San Fran! Cisco!
The savior, Juwan Jennings. What a dart.
How long have they been on it, Papa?
Papa was, I'm pretty sure, was the Raiders.
He was the voice
for
the Raiders.
Ever.
Oh, really? And then switched over?
Yeah.
He got blown out because they made Musburger the voice.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Ryan's been there forever. Ryan's gotten himself into a little bit of hot water a few times.
He's had a few.
You know. That happens. That happens. Hot mic. This is from the other side of it. This is 106.5 The Wolf, the Chiefs flagship. This is Mitch Holthus on the Mahomes 19-yard touchdown run in overtime.
No touchdown.
Oh, no, 19-yard touchdown in overtime. In overtime.
Yep.
Mahomes is going to run at 30-yard line. 25-20. Mahomes inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. Shades of Super Bowl 57 when he ran down the field in pain with the ball in his left hand and a sword in his right. It's first down on a 19-yard run by Mahomes.
A ball in his left hand and a sword in his right?
Sure. Sure. I don't remember that in the previous
I don't remember that right, in so my NFL films.
Enter the dragon, and then Mahomes is going to slay the dragon.
It's a lot of medieval imagery here.
Yeah, it is a lot of medieval imagery.
On the program, here is the game-winning touchdown pass from 106.5 The Wolf.
Any nectar?
First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side! Touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22. And the Chiefs kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. And it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. He was at the ready with the 6,000.
Yeah, he had that written down.
Had that written down somewhere, obviously.
Brady was the last one to do it.
Yeah. Who? How many? What's the last Super Bowl to end up in a walk-off touchdown? Where you didn't even kick it?
Wouldn't it? Would it have been the Patriots Falcons?
Did that?
That ends with James White.
You're not up.
Yes, I think the Falcons don't score in overtime. Patriots get the ball. James White scores a game winner.
And that's it.
And that's the whole thing. Because it was the first overtime.
That's right. That was, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Given that we have taken this journey with Mitch Holthus.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I was expecting some more.
Yeah. I thought there would be a, yeah. Certainly there would be a, what was the nectar?
Yeah. The sweet nectar of the end zone.
Yeah.
There's no nectar.
No nectar.
There's no sword. It really. Let's run that again. Can we run that again? I don't think you really mentioned Mahomes. You'd say like Mahomes is
nothing. Yeah. Let's go ahead. Are we off? Now we're on. It's possible we got that out of order, so that makes it hard to use. So the one we're looking for. But like you got to go back and find it. So the one we're looking for is number four, the game-winning touchdown.
Yes. Pauls, can you replay that?
First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22. And the Chiefs kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
So I did not a mention of Mahomes.
No,
I feel like that's.
I would probably think you would want to mention him.
Mahomes is inevitable. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah,
he wanted. I think he was. The play still should have maybe gotten a little Mahomes, and then he wanted to get to his history.
He wanted to get
class.
To his bit. He wanted to get to history class and the kingdom and the history. That's what he was hoping for.
6,000.
Which I don't know. That was apparently a much bigger deal to them last week than. Because I didn't hear much about that as the week. Like the coverage.
The back
of it,
to back?
Yeah.
Well, I think it almost sounds a little bit better if you had said, wasn't it the 2000? Was it 3 and 4?
It's three Super Bowls in the last, or
no.
What now?
With the back-to-back. The last team to go back to that was the Patriots. Wasn't that like 2003, 2004?
Yeah, they beat the Eagles and the Panthers. Yeah, Eagles and Panthers.
Yeah, to me, saying since 2004
right, the day number
sounds way more impressive to me than 6,000
days. Decades even.
Yeah,
like,
2 decades.
Yeah.
In 20 years.
Behind the arm of Patrick Mahomes for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah. His enthusiasm is fantastic.
I love him.
Yeah.
No, he's good. Mitch is good.
Yeah, Mitch is good, good. All right, so now we go to this is from the NFL. This is the game-winning play compliments of Korean radio. This is a first for Cleveland Browns Daily, the world's team. So they don't. They're from the Mitch school. No Mahomes reference. They did get him.
We got Michael Hardman in there.
That was it.
I will say I watched Squid Games in the original Korean and with subtitles, but it didn't help me pick up anything there.
Nothing. No. It does feel like the rest of the world on big time plays, they just yell.
They just scream.
Because that happens on all the Hispanic stuff with the World Cup. Any goal, it's just they just scream goal.
And you had two people screaming at one point in that.
You did.
There was
multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots going on there. Here's some of the post game audio. This is Patrick Mahomes post game. What changes did they make at halftime?
Let's just get back to being us.
Yeah.
And we always talk about it, but I think just get back to being us, going out there executing at a high level, playing with intensity. I felt in the first half they brought the intensity to us, and we matched it in the second half and then took over and got in the overtime, and we started getting the big guy the ball, and usually good things happen.
Yeah, just one catch for Kelsey in the first half of the game. Kittle was quiet, just a couple of catches. He had that huge one where he – got the reach for the first down. That was a monster.
Yeah.
But did he get hurt on that play? Is that the play?
Is that the play he got hurt on? Yeah. At one point, they went to Evan Washburn, and they were like, yeah, Greg Kittle going into the locker room, and while they're showing video of Greg Kittle going, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Well, I kept
– so hard for those guys.
The announcers were slow on that because I had noticed that he had not been in that whole possession, and I was texting. I'm like, where's Kittle?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And I was kept saying, I'm like, where's Kittle? Where's Kittle? And then a full three plays went by though before there was any acknowledgement that he wasn't in.
Right.
Because Werner went in, and then they brought in the second guy who got a bad penalty.
That's true. Yeah. Speaking of Kelsey, he was asked post-game about his altercation with Andy Reid. Here's what he had to say.
When you and Andy Reid had that, what I call a very engaging conversation.
Oh, you guys saw that?
What was the conversation about?
Was it there were a few cameras.
I mean, was it, hey, I need the ball, I can help us win? What was that about?
Man, it was, I'm gonna keep it between us unless my mic'd up tells the world, but I was just telling him how much I love him.
He's trying to gloss it over.
It's
that was wildly inappropriate. Yes. Wildly. Everybody loves him. Cleveland guy, get it. He's on top of the world.
Very emotional.
But to have a player physically shove and scream at a coach, it's crazy.
Absolutely. It was stunning.
Crazy. Yeah.
And we've seen him have a few outbursts this year on the sideline, but that was shocking. And the fact that it has been glossed. I think they lose. It's a much bigger story.
Yeah, for sure. It probably should be a much bigger story anyway, because you just...
I mean, all he's going to say is, heat of the moment, I acted...
Yeah. I was
poorly.
And
that was an idiot. Yeah. And that'll never happen again.
Yeah.
I have too much respect for Andy Reid.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yep.
Here is Kyle post game on his decision to take the ball in overtime.
This is something we talked about with none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we just thought it'd be better. We wanted the ball third. But both teams matched and scored. We wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win and got that field goal. So we knew we had to hold them at least to a field goal. And if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
That's right. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's you can argue both ways. I am so, as I mentioned earlier in the show, so accustomed to the college view of it. Of I know I'm going to get the ball. I want to know what I got to do. And I think that it allows you to call that possession totally different. When you're like, for example, let's say it's flipped and Kansas City goes and scores. Kyle calls that drive differently. And so you made the point earlier. He should have gone for it inside the five or wherever they were, inside the 10 when they kicked the field goal. I agree. He should have. And I do agree that zero is better than three. It almost is hard to wrap your head around that makes any sense. But because Kansas City knew they had to get three at least, they approached every possession of or every series of downs with, we have four downs. Get 10.
Yeah.
And if you don't score, then you punt.
They would have punted it back to you.
Yeah. Now, they might not have ran it two times in the first three with Pacheco. Who knows? But it changes I just think it's the first time we've ever been in the situation. And I understand the thinking behind it.
My guess is
I get both sides.
My guess is there has been a ton of computer modeling done on this that would tell you that you do have an advantage over thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of games taking the ball first. The other thing, even getting three, and much we talked about because it was Mahomes and we know the outcome of it, the truth is once you go three, now you're one play away from ending the game. You can end the game on any single play.
Yeah, you can. That's true.
Also, maybe just do what you've done defensively for 3.5 quarters and not go away and start playing zone.
Yeah, there's no question they got the answer to the test in the last fourth quarter in overtime.
Both teams did. I mean, both teams scored, what do we say, 7 possessions in a row?
Yeah, they did. Brock Purdy, who was really good in the game, on the Niners, needing to put the Chiefs away and couldn't.
The first thing that comes to mind is just like when you have an opportunity like we did to really, you know, put some points up on them and take it, you got to take it, man. It's a Super Bowl. You got a good team in the Chiefs on the other side. And, you know, I think we had opportunities to do that and we all fell short of it. And I think that's what eats at me. We had our opportunities, man, to, I think, sort of lap them and get up on them. And I think we failed to do that.
Yeah, that's what I think you're going to remember most is just opportunity lost. You mentioned the third down series of plays. That was kind of the turning point right there. You get a pick from Mahomes. He never turns it over. You get a pick from him. You're up 10-3. You get points there. You might be too much.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that's what that the punt, the extra point, and then really the first three possessions of the third quarter. They had a chance to end the game, really, in the first three possessions of the third quarter and did not. To not get points on a drive after Mahomes throws a pick, and then you start at their 44, and you get nothing, is wild.
Yeah.
Well, I know it was early in the game, but wouldn't the McCaffrey fumble be up there too?
Opening drive.
But Pacheco fumbled too, so they kind of balance each other out. Yeah, I think that the biggest play of the whole damn game is the punt landing off of the heel.
Absolutely.
That flips it. Is you get him to punt, it bounces off his heel.
Hey,
and then they recover.
Rule number one, just fall on the ball.
Why he
tried to pick it. No,
I think he was trying. I mean, it went askew. It hit a heel. Like, ball's coming down from that high and it hits a heel and it jets out. I don't think he was trying to run with it, Gibby. I thought he was just trying to get a handle on it.
I don't know.
The way I read it. I thought McCloud was just trying to get a hold of it. I didn't think he was trying to run it.
I think he was trying to get it.
The ball drops like this, and it just...
But there was a part of me that I'm like, is he trying to pick it up?
I think the bigger issue is you got to get the
hell get away from the ball.
Someone's got to do a better job of screaming, yelling, get away.
You don't even need to be in the vicinity.
Yeah, get away.
At that point, you have to be. Speaking of Travis Kelce, this was him post-game on his future, and of course, what is now his call sign. You got to fight for your right.
You know, you said, and I'm not looking ahead, but we got a lot more we want to do here, baby. You said we want a three-peat. How about that?
Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three, but we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here, the men that we just won this thing with. Family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it.
Hey, you still got to fight for your right, don't you?
You got to fight for your right. Believe it, baby. I'll see y'all next year.
Love the Beastie Boys getting the play all those years later.
Living his best life, good. Man.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Ride that guy's on.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Also, pretty good flex. Did you guys see the post-game video of him and Swift dancing at a club? She is singing. Her song is being played by the DJ. They are dancing together, and she is singing the words to her song while dancing to him, with him. Like
At one point in the after party, the Chainsmokers are playing her song, and they're dancing.
And
like the Chainsmokers are covering her while she's there.
While she's there,
why don't you just come up on stage just for a minute?
She's got to say the voice. She's probably in Australia for.
She's got to fly
back, and she's going to be there. Yeah. All right, we'll have a little fun with the commercials coming up next. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, sports betting partner. Your Cleveland Browns, and live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Snag a job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Your game plan for the season includes buying or selling a home. Howard Hanna is going to have the answers for you. Delivering a winning strategy for breaking down the game of real estate. As the market leaders in Northeast Ohio, more buyers and sellers trust Howard Hanna to be their winning home team. Visit howardhanna.com/gobrowns today. Super Bowl commercials. How do we feel on them as a whole?
First half, I couldn't really pay that much attention to them. And by the second half, I was so into the game that like I wasn't really paying attention. The ones that I can tell you what stood out to me, I thought the Dunkin' Donuts with Ben Affleck,
it's amazing,
and Matt Damon and Brady was incredible.
Yeah,
I thought
J-Lo still, by
J-Lo
the way,
was great.
Just throws 110.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And then I thought Talkin' Like Walkin' was awesome.
That was probably my favorite one from the, because the Dunkin' one, like it was such a star power play,
yeah.
So it almost felt like a little bit of a cheat code. Like all those people know each other. They're obviously. That's an easy one. The Talking Like Walking one, I didn't see coming at all.
So good.
And I imagine that that's probably what his life is.
He's got
like he's probably have yes. people give him, do an impression. Hey, let me hear, you want to hear my impression of you? Everybody thinks they can do him.
Yes.
And the in fact, it was crazy, and I don't know if this is good or not. I didn't realize a BMW ad until this morning. I wasn't even really paying attention to anything
that.
Else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That one was good. And then I did not enjoy Aubrey Plaza in The White Lotus. I found her to be so
too, yeah.
dry and not cool.
Suck.
Yeah. Yeah. So her playing up that in the Baja Blast, being like I'm having a blast with her, mm-hmm. you know, face that says anything but, I thought was actually pretty good and pretty self-aware. And I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's got that. I feel like she's got that beat down pretty good. The Paramount Plus one was pretty good. So that's the one where Patrick Stewart wants to throw the baby instead of the ball. And Tua's like, I'm not doing that. Like that was pretty funny. And then Drew Barrymore looks over at one point and says, is that Creed? And it was Creed playing, Can You Take Me Higher? I thought that one gave me a little bit of a chuckle. What else? There were a couple emotional ones. The Kia one was really emotional.
Really good.
With the little girl with the ice skating. So she's ice skating. She wins something. And then there's an empty seat sitting next to her dad. So her dad and her hop in the car and they drive to grandpa's house up in the mountains. And he's obviously very sick. He's in a wheelchair and she like performs on his private little pond, the same routine. So that was kind of an emotional
That's
one
cool.
that was pretty good. Look, I'm a sucker for Clydesdales. You get snowed out and the guy goes, we'll do it the old way. And you saddle up some Clydesdales. You get me a yellow lab to lead him through the snow I'm in.
Yeah.
That's
Had
an easy
more than
fit.
A couple meetings there.
Yeah, yeah, that one was very good.
There's a couple on this list, mm-hmm. by the way. The Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial, the Dunkings.
Yeah, Dunkin'.
You can
yeah.
buy the tracksuits officially now at Dunkin' Donuts.
Can you really?
$60 for the top, $60 for the bottom. I'm thinking I'm going to go like that for Halloween.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
That's a yeah, good one to be able good. To do.
Yeah. $120 gets you the tracksuit.
That gets you both. That's pretty good. What's the Google Pixel? Why do I not know what that one is?
I don't know
what that one is.
That one.
Me neither.
Oh, that was the guy. He has vision issues. I think.
Oh, you're
and
right.
He took the pictures.
Yes.
And it was.
Yeah, that's
through
exactly
his life.
What
it was a pretty. That was a pretty cool. That was pretty intense.
Yeah.
The one on here that CBS, or the one that CBS didn't have, the Uber Eats, where you forget everything else.
Yep.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, with the
Jelly Roll's going, What's on my face?
That was very good.
Someone wrote on my
face. That's true. That one was good. That's the one finished with Aniston's like doesn't remember Schwimmer.
Yep.
And then actually does, but just doesn't want to acknowledge it.
I thought it was a top five.
That one was very good.
Yeah.
The Ken Jeong one for, I want to say it was the chicken Popeyes, where he was cryogenically frozen and he forgot everything that's happened in recent history. Except like, and that one I thought was, because I just think he's funny in about anything that he does.
Yeah, I mean the MGM one in the first half with
Vaughn.
Yeah, Tom, you've won enough.
Yeah,
Tom's not eligible. Tom's won enough.
That one was good.
I just think Vaughn in any Vaughn's scenario good. Like that, just he's going to crush it. Did he show up in episode two? Curb.
No. This is what I think. And are you going to watch it today?
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight.
He went down there to do two jokes.
He did another episode in Atlanta?
Yes. He went down there to do two jokes. Period. The mugshot and then another one.
Oh, no.
And then next week they get back.
Get to L.A.
Back to L.A. Vaughn's at the dinner table and it looks, next week looks incredible.
They're back.
We don't have time.
Listen, he's Larry David. He wanted to make these two jokes.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what I'm doing. I feel strongly enough that these two jokes need to be made. And I think he could have done them both in one episode,
yes.
Honestly, when you see it. But that's what he wanted to do.
So, yeah, the Patrick Stewart line in that is throw the child, to which Tua says, I'm not throwing a child. I don't know what character that is. Do you know what this character is?
I don't.
A cartoon?
It's,
no.
It's from Nickelodeon.
Hey, Arnold?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick said St. Earl. Okay, so he's throw the child. So he's trying to throw him, which is funny. He says shut his face at one point. That was funny. Yeah, and then that's when Drew Barrymore jumps in and says, is that Creed? That was pretty good. The Arnold one with State Farm.
It's awesome.
Is that a great
I know
one?
You guys were at parties.
Was that one good?
Maybe you didn't get the
I didn't get the full effect of it.
Danny DeVito at the end.
Oh, really?
So he just, like a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Neighbor.
Like neighbor.
And then
neighbor.
So like they start going through all these other words. And like they have him in various scenes like saving a pregnant woman and all this stuff. And they're like, hey, we got a solution to this. Like, and he goes, like a good neighbor. Or he goes, like a good. And Danny DeVito interrupts him. Neighbor.
Oh, he pops in. Oh, so you get the twins neighbor. Full circle.
Yep.
That's nice.
And that's Arnold's good. Like, Arnold goes, you're stealing my thunder. Thunder. He goes, it's thunder, and yes, I am. It's great.
That's good. That was good.
It was a good commercial.
I thought overall they were good. I thought everything was pretty good.
The halftime one, and I don't know, again, if you guys got a chance to see it, the NFL over in Ghana.
No.
Beyond Borders. So it looks like when the guys were there last summer.
Okay.
Led by our Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Mm-hmm. They did a whole like thing and they had all these different players and early on they did a tease for it coming up at halftime in an earlier commercial and okay. It was, and the little boy's name was Kwesi. And I was like, is this going to be wow. Kwesi Adofo?
Right. Right.
Is this our guy?
Yeah.
And so at halftime, it's a little boy that loves football and no one, everybody else is like, what are you doing? And the dog steals the football. And there's players, like, he's doing the gritty. There's a number of players. He looks up at one point as he's chasing this dog with the football. The dog ends up at a Beyond Borders football camp. But as he's running through, he looks up, and on the balcony, it's Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah in all of his gear.
Oh, that's great.
Dressed
all up
in his attire. But, like, I think Cam Hayward's in it. There's five or six NFL players.
All right. I'll find that one. I want to
super cool commercial worth watching because it's just highlighting youth football and then highlighting youth football and overseas and what it can do.
That's great. That's fantastic. We'll go over how we did on our props from Sunday. We did those on Friday. Take an early look at the favorites for next season as well. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
All right, Don't Miss Billy Joel, Ron Stewart together for the first time on Friday, September 13th, Cleveland Browns Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. Visit ClevelandBrownsStadium.com/Billy and Rod 2024 for more information. It's Billy Joel, Rod Stewart together for one night only. All right, we have our prop bets.
We do.
All right. I don't have my list, but I feel like I'll remember them.
I've got mine. On it. And I was terrible.
Well,
horrible.
MVP, we had Mahomes.
I had Purdy.
I had Mahomes.
Yeah, you had Mahomes.
Sorry.
All right, so go. What? So that the first one was MVP. That was the first one. All right.
Yep.
Second, next up.
Like, it would have been McCaffrey, right? Had they won?
Probably.
160 yards, two touchdowns.
If Purdy threw a touchdown at the end, if they won, if they scored a touchdown there and Purdy threw a touchdown, he probably would have been Purdy.
Does Juwan Jennings have a case if they win?
He did if he would have been involved in that last drive, but McCaffrey was.
McCaffrey
had the touchdown.
He was their leading
early.
Rusher at 160 total yards.
He had 160 total yards. He was the best player for them.
Yes.
I wonder, do you guys know, like, do they, in the ones I've been at, they make you vote for the Super Bowl MVP with, like, 3 minutes left in the game. It's insane.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they made.
Voting open to start the fourth quarter.
Okay. Like, I wonder, now it's I hope it's more synced up to where it's, like, you can do it in real time.
Yes.
It must have, because they got Mahomes. They got it right, so they must have.
Yeah.
Next up, the first team to 10.
I had
the 49ers.
Gibbe on fire. I had Chiefs.
I feel like I had
Chiefs. Yeah.
Because I thought it would go. I remember I thought they both would score on their opening drive.
I thought it was going to go Chiefs, field goal, Niners, touchdown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, next.
Up next, result of the first possession. I had punt. Punt, field goal, offensive TD, anything else?
I think I said offensive TD.
I think you guys.
Yeah, and I had field goal.
I thought I had somebody go down and score a touchdown.
Yeah. This one I got right. This is maybe the only one of the two or three.
Wait, wasn't
right.
Punt first?
Punt. Yeah. No, anything else. It ended on Christian McCaffrey's fumble, didn't it?
Was that the first possession?
Yeah, the Niners had to get the ball first.
I was at that party. I can't remember.
See?
Yeah, Niners had the ball first.
It's a totally different experience. Like, you really can't follow.
Fumble.
Just stay home, kids.
This is the only one I got right. First TD score, McCaffrey.
Yep.
Yep. I got that wrong.
I think I had Kelsey.
Yeah, all three of us had different ones. Who has the most receiving yards? Kelsey, Rice, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle.
I took Ayuk.
I think I had Kelsey.
And it was Kelsey, wasn't it?
Yeah, 93.
Who was it?
Kelsey.
Sad.
He had one for not 1 yard at half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into the third quarter, by the way, because there were a lot of three and outs there. More passing TDs, Purdy or Mahomes?
Mahomes. That's what I said.
Mahomes.
Thank God. Got that one. Will someone convert a two-point conversion?
I said yes.
Same.
I said no.
Yep.
Winner. Which team will enter the red zone first, 49ers or Chiefs?
I said Niners. It was Chiefs.
It was Chiefs.
Yeah, Niners had 10 without getting in the red zone.
That's right. I can't remember what I said on that one.
I couldn't remember where.
I felt like I had the Niners scoring first, but then that wouldn't necessarily have to be a touchdown. I can't remember.
Shame on me.
Save your homework, dummy.
First score of the game, 49ers field goal, Chiefs field goal.
I had Chiefs field goal.
I had a 49er field goal.
Dang, Gibbe, you were killed it.
He's absolutely smoked him.
Yeah, crushed it.
Little victory lap here today. More kicking points. Harrison Butker or Jake Moody? Who did have more? Butker?
13-10. Moody.
13-10.
Who had more?
Butker, 13-10.
Butker had 13 points? Four field goals
and a PAT.
There you go. I got that one right.
It did, and now he owns the record because they went back and forth on longest field goal.
Yeah, Moody set it with 55, and then he claimed it at 57.
And those guys were awesome.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were bombs. Like, Moody hit a 53-yarder and a 55-yard. He's a rookie.
He hit a 53-yard clutch fourth quarter. Yeah.
Buried it.
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know if we have an answer. We don't have an answer for which Chiefs fan will be shown first.
Me neither.
What were the options?
Paul Rudd, Winkler, David Koechner, Eric Stonestreet, Sudeikis, Melissa Etheridge, Brad Pitt, Rob Riggle.
I mean, is it Etheridge because she's singing the anthem?
She didn't sing the anthem.
That was
I'm sorry. That was Reba McEntire.
That was Reba.
Yeah.
All right, go to the...
Did they show any of those people?
I have no idea.
I thought Rudd was on the field pregame, but I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the pregame either. None of them were on the broadcast.
I saw something on social media that Paul Rudd was on the field pregame.
Yeah. My wife was, and many of her friends were very concerned why Brittany Mahomes wasn't with
Taylor.
Like, she was very concerned about that. And then postgame, I think you found out why, because she was with their little kids.
Yeah.
Like, she had the two babies were there at the Super Bowl. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Come on.
What did Romo say first? Mahomey?
He said, what was the other one?
Showtime.
I don't remember him saying either. Now, I couldn't hear it very well where I was at, but I don't remember him saying either one.
I don't remember Showtime at all.
Oh, so they haven't, like, you can't go to this same website and they say this is what it was.
I didn't want to open it at our place of business. So I didn't check it before I left this morning.
Yeah.
What color was the Gatorade?
It was purple.
It was purple.
Didn't we get that?
You got that.
I was very excited about purple drink.
I got clear.
Yeah,
Reba, we have over under 86.5. She went under and over?
Well, she went under and over.
Yeah, that's a win for me.
How many times will Taylor Swift be shown live over 5 easy?
Yeah.
It was like...
Well, 20. Again, it got up as it went more and more as the game went along. Yes. And then the post game, like, she's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coin toss was heads, I think.
Not once, but twice.
It was heads twice?
No, it was tails.
Tails in overtime. The 49ers,
so that was
tails.
The other thing that happened. Yeah. Yeah. One of the books had to pay out that twice because there were two coin flips, and if you don't specify which one,
there
was a head and a tails.
There was a head and a tails.
Twice.
Yeah. So there was,
and then the landmark in the broadcast, once they like started the game, it was the sphere was shown first. But I don't know if they did like if this was pregame or not.
What was shown first?
The sphere.
The sphere was shown first?
Yeah.
When they showed the inside of that thing.
So cool.
That is unbelievable.
I want to see a concert there.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable, that thing.
One of our fans said on 420, Fish is playing there.
Appropriate.
What goes wrong? I mean, that looks like a scary, like...
It looks very steep in there for people that are not about their wits.
I think you want to be of sound mind and body.
Yeah, it very much seems like the person in the row in front of you, their head is at your feet.
Yeah.
It's completely... I think I'd almost need a seatbelt.
Yeah.
To sit in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing's unbelievable. Whoever had the idea to... Doesn't James Dolan own that thing?
I don't know.
The Knicks guy? I feel like he might own it.
Well, he spends more money on that than his team.
Well, I think he may. I think I have that right. But yeah, that thing's unbelievable.
We were all wrong on the first song performed by Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
Madison Square Garden Entertainment. So yeah, Dolan.
So Dolan owns it. There you go. What was the first song?
Caught Up was first.
Okay.
What AB InBev brand ad will run first? I had Mick Ultra.
I think Mick Ultra won because Budweiser was late. That was the Messi at the Mick Ultra. That was a fun ad.
That was a good ad. That was really good.
Yeah, that was late. That was early. Bud Light and Budweiser were late.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi was first half because I was at the party. I remember that one.
Couple other notes. Now that we're through that, the Chiefs will open the season at home, obviously. Which matchup would you most like to see? They have all three AFC West opponents. Texans, Ravens, Bengals, Saints, Bucks.
Ravens.
Or Bengals.
Or Harbaugh and the Chargers.
You could do that, too. Didn't they just open with them not long ago, though?
That was the first ever Thursday night game 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this year was them and the Lions.
Yeah, I think it'll be Ravens or Bengals.
Ravens would be great.
Total sidebar, our good friend Peter King thinks we're the team that's going to play Philly in Sao Paulo.
He did say that.
He did say that today.
I feel like that's not that's just not made up.
No, that scores probably.
Oh, God.
Not that week. Why that week?
Why can't we go to Madrid in like 2025?
Why can't we go down there in December?
When is it? It's early?
Isn't it the first Friday of the season?
It's the first Friday of the season.
Oh, God.
It's... Right during high school, college, week two or week three.
Gibby thinks we'd be going there on like.
Well, I think you might. You might just. Go, I think so too.
You might leave on Labor Day.
You'll just go from the Greenbrier to there. Let's go from one spot to the next.
Mm. I'm going to go outside and lay underneath one of the semis that's out there and see what happens.
Did you guys see the Niners are the early favorites for next year?
Niners 1, Chiefs 2, Ravens 3.
I think it's just
we are 15th.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some questions. It's got to be just the path, right? Just because it's easier in the NFC versus the
AFC. And their roster is pretty much returning. They still have two more years with Purdy on that contract.
Haven't we learned with this cat? Like, he's the safest bet.
Yeah.
He just is. Like, this is crazy.
He's never not gone to the Final Four.
It's 5 years he's been a player, 5 years at least to the Final Four. It's 4 Super Bowls, 3 wins, and the only people to beat him are Burrow once and Brady twice.
I think it's 6 AFC Championship games.
Is it 6?
Yes.
He lost to the Patriots once, and he lost to Burrow once.
Yes.
Oh, and then 4 Super Bowls. You're right. Yes. 6 AFC Championship games
row.
In 6 years in the league.
In a row.
And
he's lost twice to Brady, once to Burrow. That's the list.
Yeah, he lost a Super Bowl to Brady.
That's the best start to a career in NFL history.
Brady won his last year with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Mahomes lost to him in the AFC Championship game his first year.
2019, 5 years ago.
Yep.
And then the next year.
Patriots lost in the wild card.
The next year, the Chiefs went.
Went and would beat the Niners.
Beat the Niners.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Bucs.
And he went to the Bucs, and the Bucs beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs were trying to win the double.
Who did Brady beat in his last Super Bowl that he won?
Mahomes.
But I'm saying with the Patriots. Or did he lose at the end with the Patriots?
Didn't he lose at the end with the Patriots?
To the Eagles?
Year, he got the wild card.
Or the Rammets? No, not the Rammets.
Rams beat the Bengals.
It's the Eagles
beat him.
With Philly.
With the right. That was the 17 season.
Mm-hmm. He beat the Rams 13-3 when he was with the Patriots.
The 18 season, though, he goes... I feel like they won. Now I gotta look this up.
Maybe we Chiefs, should do it so much more.
Chiefs. No, we don't need to look this up. Chiefs, we're smart. Chiefs, Rams.
Yep.
Chiefs.
Yeah. Yep. Bucks.
Bucks. Or is it? No. Bucks, Rams. Rams, Bucks, Chiefs, Patriots.
Yeah, but who did the Patriots? That's what I'm asking. Who did the Patriots beat in that one?
Oh, in their last one?
The last one they won. They lost to
they beat the Rams 13-3.
They beat the Rams.
With Goff.
Yeah.
There it is. We don't need this.
There it is. Good.
We're Alpha Pedros. Come on, so much more to come. You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Well, there you go. What a season.
It's a great NFL season.
Yep. Yeah, I think it kind of... I can't wait to see what the number is. I'm guessing it's enormous. And we kind of checked every box. You got thrilling stuff.
It's incredible that it's become – it feels so – I don't know. When I was a kid, I guess I didn't feel like it is – you know, when you if you take from training camp, I mean, you have serious NFL content from the end of July through the middle of February. Well, and then we're going to be in the combine in 2 weeks, free agency 2 weeks after that. It is just a machine.
I think the biggest, I mean, when we were kids, it was over by the end of January, for starters. And then it was gone, because the combine wasn't anything. It was gone until the draft.
April.
And then it was gone until training camp. So you had it 6 months with really no football.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, no. Well, you start a network, you got to have content, buddy.
That's right.
That's the way that goes. All right, tomorrow on the program, we will do our season review show. Have a little fun along the way. You have that to look forward to, which is very, very nice. The Next Level is coming up next. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit.
For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.